begin. The highlight of Yom Kippur is Musaf, and the highlight of Musaf is the Seder HaAvodah, in which we describe in beautiful detail the events of what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a moment in the Seder HaAvodah that is a bit unclear about what we're doing exactly. And in that moment, the Kohen Gadol counts the sprinkling of the blood in the Beis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim. And there's not a lot of clarity in Chazal exactly what's being counted and why he's counting and why does he have to count in this fashion. And he counts from 1 to 7. So I want to just present very quickly three ideas. Hopefully you'll take this with you into Yom Kippur. You'll be able to think about this when you're reciting the Machzor yourself, about what exactly is the Kohen Gadol counting in the Beis HaMikdash in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The first is a comment from the Ramah. The Ramah, besides for the work on the Shulchan Aruch, wrote a work of Machshava explaining the pnimius, the inner workings of the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. And he goes through, explains all deeper Kabbalistic ideas behind what's going on in the Korbanos in the Seder of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ramah notes that the Kohen Gadol counts once upwards. He flicks his hand once upwards and then down seven times. And the Ramah explains that the Gemara in Sukkah says that the Yetzer Hara has seven names. So the Ramah explains that the one time going upwards, that the seven times going down represents the seven names of the Yetzer Hara. And we have one path with the Yetzer HaTov that's flipping up. But with the Yetzer Hara, it's seven names going down. The Yetzer Hara has many different paths in order to get us to do the wrong thing. So the grandson of the Chassam Sofer, Rav Simcha Bunim Sofer, who was the Shevet Sofer, explains as follows the Ramah beautifully. And he says that the Kohen Gadol is defending the Jewish people. And he says, the Jewish people only have one shot at doing the right thing. Hashem, the Yetzer HaTov, is very limited. It only has one way to serve Hashem. And that's the Yetzer HaTov. But the Yetzer Hara has so many different paths, seven different names, all these different tools in the belt to get us to do the wrong thing. And says the Shevet Sofer, the Kohen Gadol was telling Hashem, Hashem, it's not fair. We only have one way to serve you going up. But pulling us down is the Yetzer Hara, pulling us in all the different types of terrible directions. And that's not fair, Hashem. Hashem, you need to give us a break. Seven down, seven ways the Yetzer Hara can pull us. Hashem, help us out in Yom Kippur. We need an extra push at the end of the day. The second explanation I want to give is a story about Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was the brother of Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rosh Yeshiva of YU. He was Rosh Yeshiva in YU as well, and he was a Rebbe in Brisk in Chicago. And in 1983, about 20 years before he died, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik suffered a terrible stroke, and he lost a lot of use of his body and the ability to control much of what he was able to do before. This is a man who had such power and strength and was able to figure out the most difficult, complicated areas of halacha and gemara, and now he could barely, lift up a cup of water to his mouth. He was totally, destroyed. And it was a very hard work in order to rebuild himself, in order to come back and to get back where he was able to function and to use his body. And in the process of the rehabilitation, it was a lot of struggles. It was a lot of danger in order to get him up to walk again and train himself up to walk. And the first day of walking, of learning how to walk, they brought him into the rehab center on these, I've seen before, these two parallel bars that you have to hold your hands by and walk using it step by step. And Rav Aaron Soloveitchik got up the first time and he collapsed. He couldn't hold his body up and he was very depressed. And a student came over to him who was trying to help him and said, Rebbe, can I help you a little bit? Do you want to give up? Do you want to go back to your room and rest? And he said, no, we're going to go back and try again. And he got up again on the parallel bars and he started to take a step and another step. And the Talmud, the student that was with him, heard that he was murmuring something to himself. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was saying something under his breath. So he got closer and he listened. And in each step, he heard Rav Aaron Soloveitchik saying, Achas v'achas, Achas v'shtayim, Achas v'shalosh. He was using the words of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, counting. And he was counting each step. Each step, said Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, each step that he took was an avoda. It was a service of Hashem. Every single struggle we have in life, every single hurdle we have to overcome, every single challenge, every single difficulty, every single setback, every single time we get knocked down and things doesn't work out the way we want, it's another step in serving Hashem. We pick ourselves up on those parallel bars and we take another step. Achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim. And that is lesson number two. In the name of Aaron Soloveitchik, what is the Kohen Gadol counting? He's counting all the times we get knocked down and we get up again. We get knocked down and we get up again. As it says in, as Shlomo says in Mishlei, right, Shevo Yipol Tzadik V'Kam, the seven times the Kohen Gadol counts are the seven times during the year we get knocked down, and we pull ourselves up on the parallel bars, and we take another step, and we say, Hashem, I'm stepping another time towards you, another time to get up and try again, another frustration. It's all part of the avodah, all part of serving the Kadosh Baruch Hu during difficult situations. The last approach is, I want to pull from, we went in history, when Rav Simcha Bunim Sofer came first in the 1800s, and then we went to the 1980s, 1990s, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and now I want to go to 2019. Yishai Ribo. I think we've all heard, if not, we should have heard Yishai Ribo's beautiful piyut. It was a poem, a beautiful poem on the Avoda. And in there he says as follows. He says that the Kohen Gadol comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he confesses his sins and he then realizes something else. V'kach ha'omer ana Hashem kafar ha'lechatim avanos u'peshim shechatas lefanach ani u'besi. Hashem, I beg you, Hashem, forgive me of all the sins of my household I've done. I'll just read it in the English translation. And he says, Yishai Ribo, if one could remember the flaws and the disadvantages, all the crimes and the wrongdoings, then you'll say, you'll count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Hashem, this is wrong in my life, and this person's against me, and this teacher's against me, and this parent's giving me trouble, and my friend has this issue with me, and I don't have this, I don't have a car, and all the things I want and I don't have. And you can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and you can count all of the discouraging things, the tastes of bitterness, the sin, the shame, the misses, the losses in our life. Or the Kohen Gadol can come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he can recount his sins and the flaws and the failings and the mistakes. But you can also count the chesed and the goodness and the rahmanas and the yeshuos and the savings that Hashem has done. And if you count like that, you'll count 1, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas me'elef alafay alafim, 1 out of 1,000, v'ribei revoz, tens of thousands, nisim v'neflosha, sisi imanu yom v'leilos, that Hashem does with us all the time. And therefore he says, you know, this poet of our generation, Yishai Ribo, he's uncovering a different approach to the counting of the Kohen Gadol. There's two ways to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. You can stand before Hashem and say, it's too hard, it's too expensive, it's too difficult, it's too frustrating. What's the point? I'll be back here again next year, another Yom Kippur, I'm the same person, nothing has changed. Or you can stand before Hashem and admit that you struggle and you have a Yetzirah against davening, against learning, against healthy relationships, against kibud av aim, against being happy, with all types of Yetziraharas. And they seem insurmountable and you need help from Hashem. But nevertheless, you'll continue to work, you'll continue to push and to carry on. And in doing all these countings of the wonderful things that Hashem does for you, you'll count all the times that Hashem was next to you, and He supported you, and He shined light for you, and He made things better at the end of the day. And if you imagine yourself as a Kohen Gadol, counting the steps, counting the times you held your tongue, counting the times that you lifted someone up, counting the times where you had a good davening, and counting the times where you listened to a shiur, counting the times where you opened up a sefer to learn, and counting the times you did the right thing when nobody else was looking, then there's no limit to what we can accomplish with the help of Hashem. So those are three different perspectives of how to approach that very, very small piece of that very, very big davening on Yom Kippur, the Seder Havod of the Kohen Gadol, and to approach the countings of the 1 through 7, again to review, either counting and telling Hashem, Hashem, it's not fair. There's so many ways for the Tzahara. He has 7. We only have 1. Hashem, help us out. Or the counting of Aaron Soloveitchik, Hashem, every single step, every single time I get up and I struggle and I fall, I'm serving you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. I'm getting up again and taking those difficult steps when I have to hold on to those parallel bars and I feel I can't go anymore. And finally, from Yishai Ribo, we're counting either not just the negative things in our lives, but we're counting all of the wonderful things that Hashem does for us and all of the wonderful things we do in order to lift ourselves up. Okay, everyone, should have a great day of Chesed, a meaningful Tzom Gedalia.